This is the brief on Cal 75. A federal indictment against All Here CEO Joanna Smith Griffin has literally been public for 20 months. Yet national broadcasts spent two whole days last weekend covering the Los Angeles school superintendent's resignation without ever reading the actual fraud charges on air. First, let's look at the fraud in the kids. Smith Griffin claimed $3.7 million in revenue when the actual number was just $11,000. Despite this massive fabrication, her Ed chatbot was put in front of 54,000 of the most fragile students in the Los Angeles Unified School District. The district paid $3 million before finally terminating the contract. How does a product built on such an unbelievable financial lie bypass basic diligence to reach vulnerable children? Second, this local failure highlights a completely stalled national landscape. We are on Hawaii Day 46 waiting for a chatbot disclosure bill, and Anthropic Day 11 with their frontier models globally disabled by a government directive. Meanwhile, after the American Medical Association and American Psychological Association demanded artificial intelligence remain assistive and not replace clinicians, there is absolute silence from major vendors. You have to ask, is this silence a temporary public relations strategy or a permanent refusal to engage with medical standards? Finally, look at the information pipeline. The Reuters Institute found 1 in 10 people now consume news via chatbots weekly, but a mere 4% actually clicked the original source. If broadcasts refuse to read the indictment and chatbots just summarize those broadcasts without clicks, how will the public ever learn the truth? The very same automated systems routing children around licensed human professionals are now routing readers right around the actual facts.